And next, I'd like to introduce Dr. Betty Beckemeyer, who's an associate professor at the University of Washington College of Nursing. Entitled her presentation is Targeted MCH Expenditures by Local Health Departments Can Impact Health Outcomes.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. And this study is not done alone. None of these things are ever done alone. So I want to thank my my collaborators listed here. And I have nothing to disclose except that this is not advancing. There we go. Okay. Nothing to disclose. Okay, so a little background to the what the study comes out of. The study is associated with what we call the FAST study, Public Health Activities and Services Tracking Study. Everything has to have a very nice acronym. The FAST study is really about developing a big data repository for public health data specific to local health departments. We're developing this database being made of detailed administrative data from local public health departments in terms of services being provided and investments around specific areas of service, et cetera. And these are data from local health departments and being done in a very engaged way with local public health practice partners from state and local health departments. It's really becoming a resource for a multidisciplinary research team involving practice partners and aimed at answering these questions. What works for what populations and under what conditions? These data are increasingly being used by different researchers, and its development so far has been very dependent on and integral to these public health practice-based research networks in states around the country. These networks have been funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. And these data have been getting more and more used by the health departments and public health systems themselves. So that's a quick little thumbnail background sketch to a study I'm going to talk about today specific to maternal child health. As background, a fundamental relationship has been found to exist between spending and health. It's something that intuitively, of course, makes a great deal of sense, but it's really hard to empirically make those associations, and we kind of need that to be able to talk about why it's important to fund and support local public health practice. In the recent years with the budget cuts and the financial crisis, we know that maternal child health services have been particularly hard hit, have been among the hardest hit in the country, and that at the same time, the research about economic shock and these relationships specific to maternal child health, but research is kind of inconclusive about what happens there. In some of our own preliminary research leading up to this, we found that maternal child health expenditures by local health departments have been decreasing, but decreasing inversely around some services, inversely to need. So as need has increased in some areas, services and expenditures in some maternal child health services have decreased in the very same areas. So that's led people and my practice partners, et cetera, of course, to wonder, so what? So what does this mean? And of course, what does this mean for our, in particular, for our marginalized populations? Leading to this research question, so using this FAST database and working with these PBRN partners, we asked this question, are these local public health expenditures on MCH, do they impact populations? Outcomes for our populations we're serving. Intuitively, of course, we all think they do, but to really measure that has been a challenge. As an aside, we're looking at other things with FAST too around communicable disease control and environmental health, and then we're dabbling now with chronic disease, which is even harder. But here's looking at maternal child health services. So here's our kind of analytic model. On the left, you see our independent variable, which is around these health department expenditures, and I'll talk in a minute about what we're really talking about there. We put in a lag time of a year because it would take a year for you to be able to see the impact on these outcomes. and the outcomes being on the right side. We controlled for a lot of things that we would expect to have some relationship in this model. In particular, I'd draw your attention to our need variable. In this case, we used percent of Medicaid births in a county level percent of Medicaid births as a depiction of need. The two on the right are more our county, our community service delivery factors on a county level. In particular, I draw your attention to this one that says local health departments, alternative services provided. We drew those data from the NACHO Profile survey, if you're familiar with the NACHO Profile Local Health Department survey. And we pulled out data that says somebody else provides that maternal child health service in my community. So it kind of gives a sense of the degree to which there's other providers also providing some level of service. The data we used in terms of our independent variable around expenditures, we really had five categories of expenditures. These were standardized to $2010, inflation adjusted to $2010. We smooth it over 3 years because, of course, in some of our rural areas, for example, we're not talking a lot of money. We compared this across, in this case, two states. I'll talk about our sample. And we combined those data for every local health department for two states, in this case, Washington and Florida. The five categories of expenditures, we used total local health department expenditures, annual total health department expenditures, a combination of MCH expenditures, and then these individual WIC expenditures, family planning expenditures, and then this other one we lovingly called MICA, maternal, infant, child, adolescent health expenditures, which was kind of a composite that we found across the two, was comparable across the two states. And then for outcomes, we specifically looked at percent of low birth weight and infant mortality rate, and again, smooth those over 3 year rolling averages. So our sample here is all of the 102 local health departments in Florida and Washington. And we chose those states because they're the farthest away from each other you could possibly get. I'm kidding. It just so happens, it's a little unfortunate that there are so far, but they are states that had particularly good data, and it was particularly readily available and comparable, et cetera. So we started there. And as we have been growing this fast database, we started kind of where we could get our feet wet, where it was easiest. So with Florida and Washington, we had 11 years of data from 2000 to 2010, so 885 observations there. Jurisdictions with high poverty tended to be in largely rural areas. We did a lot of work with checking the data integrity and not using data if it looked wrong. We followed up on a lot of these data as well. It takes a tremendous amount of detective work. This is not for the faint of heart in terms of working with these data and cleaning them and following up and combining them. We occasionally removed a few health departments when the service expenditures, for example, conflicted with other local health department service statistics or the NACHO profile, et cetera. We took into account when a health department merged or split or things like that. So here's what our expenditures look like, the distribution of these expenditures. So you see on the left is the larger categories, the total expenditures in the upper left, and then maternal child health, the three combined categories, and then the smaller categories. These are smoothed over time. Red on top is Florida, blue is Washington. When you see the solid or the closed points, those are our poorest, the more poor counties. And I'll talk about that stratification in a minute. You see that it's actually kind of relatively flat. These expenditures, perhaps surprisingly flat, people, we may have thought that we'd be more volatile than that. And different, it was definitely different in terms of high poverty counties for Washington and Florida. WIC in particular acts very consistently. which might not be surprising. And the greatest variation in this MICA category, this adolescent, maternal, infant, child, adolescent health, because that has, and that tends to have a lot less stable, predictable, federally allocated funding. So, again, perhaps not surprising, but still relatively flat for these. Our outcome, again, red is Florida and blue is Washington, and the solid or closed points are more poor counties. Infant mortality rate shows some decrease over time. Low birth weight is poor, or it was higher in the poor counties. Infant mortality rate higher and worse in the poor counties. Relatively, a little bit flat, relatively flat. So our analysis, we did a panel time series, robust standard errors, and we assumed dependence between the subjects, particularly if they're the same health departments over time. And we stratified by state and by percent of poverty in a county. So we stratified we identified those counties that were the top third most poor counties, say, or the highest percent in that state of 0 to 17-year-olds in poverty. And then the remaining two-thirds were the, you know, not poor counties. That's how we stratify. And so here's the exciting part. For percent low birth weight, our models tended to be very consistently showing a negative or beneficial relationship between expenditures and low birth weight. Our columns that included all of our Florida and Washington counties, that first column with the first circle on the left, indicated a significant and beneficial relationship between expenditures made by the whole health departments and these categories. When we stratified the same sample by poverty, and you see on the right, in particularly in Washington, the right-hand circle, there were strong associations in every category. Also of particular note, in both the Washington findings and the all on the left, both states, all counties, you'll notice that the more targeted the spending was, the larger the coefficient was. So as you go down, the larger the coefficient. And that's low birth weight. This is infant mortality rate. We found that this outcome, there was significant associations between these expenditures and infant mortality rate only at this highest level of total expenditures, the top circle. So what we really think we're finding is that local health department expenditures really appear to have an independent impact on birth outcomes, which is what, of course, we intuitively like to see. This effect varies by population served and appears especially true for those in poverty. And the strongest effect was seen in our sample's poor Washington jurisdictions. But we think it considered pretty noteworthy that we were able to detect this significant effect, even when the variation over time in these outcomes was relatively small and flat. So we really believe this suggests that there is significance there, even in these other counties, even in Florida, for example. But there's probably a lot more noise going on in Florida, where the population is way more diverse. We're thinking that in Washington's rural counties, it's a much more homogeneous population, where it's just easier to detect those significant relationships between those expenditures and the outcome. And so where it's more concentrated, where the poverty is more concentrated, it's easier to see. So we believe that it's really actually probably happening in even in urban counties as well. It's just there's just a much more diverse population. And this fits with other previous studies as well. Also, we found our relationship that it was found with the percent low birth weight and only with the total expenditures for infant mortality rate fits as well with what we would expect. It follows that you would see a stronger effect with a more proximal outcome, like low birth weight, and that you'd see only the total expenditures would have a relationship with infant mortality rate, where there's a lot of other stuff that happens in between. So the implications for this is that we really feel that it shows that reductions in maternal child health spending by local health departments impact outcomes. And this is is of particular importance when we think about our other previous study that shows this kind of inverse relationship with need and expenditures as well. It sort of gives us pause about what happens then when we have that inverse relationship. It also gave a lot of feedback to us about this use of existing public health practice-based research network data and the value of these data, really detailed data and being able to do studies like this. Of course, there's limitations. These are secondary data. They're very, very messy. And combining these service categories is hard to do. But we've been excited by our findings and have found them of great interest to our practice partners. And I always thank great teams of research. Great teams have all the right people on the right seats on the bus. So we always thank our fast bus. So thank you. Questions? Well, actually, there's a fellow right about the time that our findings were coming out. I presented at Academy Health. There's another fellow in California who have similar used it was just California, but used California data and came up with some similar findings as well. So he and I have been talking a lot that this kind of really reinforces what one another's finding. I know that as I've been delivering this to practice partners, they're very interested in this, like, how do I want to talk about this with my county commissioner and with our state senator and this and this. So there's a lot of interest in that because it's up till now we've really, people have had to say, don't cut our maternal child health funding. You know, well, why? Because it'll be bad. Well, you know, prove it. Well, just believe me. Trust me, it'll be bad. So this is more empirical, concrete evidence. We've got a paper that we got really good reviews with American Journal of Preventive Medicine, so we're turning that around right now. And if we can get that, as soon as we can get that impress, and we're looking at creating some press release or talking points or whatever that we can get out to practice partners that they could use, which I think answers your question. Long answer? And Karen?
I'm just curious, you know, mortality being such a rare outcome, how many deaths are we talking?
Yeah, it's, you know, we did that. We looked also at a dollar of spending equals a reduction in X number of deaths. And that was interesting too, but the numbers are so small that it's like hard to make it really compelling. And I can't remember off the top of my head. Of course, we could also, there's more in terms of how many, what kind of reduction of percent of low birth weight births. We could say more about that. But again, particularly for our practice partners, it was a little less compelling because it's hard to say, well, you ought to spend $37 per capita on your people so you can get one less infant death or one less low birth weight infant. It's a little harder of a sell, if that answers your question.